And right now we are going to the phones, where we are joined by Christiana Holcomb. She is from the Alliance Defending Freedom and representing a small Catholic school here in Ohio. This is coming out of South Euclid, Ohio, and a small Catholic college preparatory school that is challenging a new city ordinance that would affect their ability to choose teachers and students consistent with their faith. Christiana, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first off, tell us about the work of Alliance Defending Freedom.
Sure. Well, Alliance Defending Freedom is a legal organization, the largest religious freedom organization, not just here in the United States, but internationally as well. And we work to protect the fundamental human right of every individual to live and work consistently with their deeply held faith.
And how do you provide that service to things like college and for others?
Yeah, well, we do so for free, pro bono. These are, again, fundamental First Amendment freedoms and human rights that we want protected and advocated for and, frankly, preserved so that we can pass them on to the next generation.
And so you were seeing challenges all over the place right now, really kind of unprecedented, it seems to me. I you guys would probably know this better because you guys are on the front lines of this, but have you seen a marked increase in the challenges to religious liberty in America?
Certainly, and I think we're seeing this across the board, no surprise really to any of your listeners. And really, one of the greatest challenges that we're seeing at this point are a proliferation of non-discrimination laws, and particularly non-discrimination laws that elevate classes like sexual orientation and gender identity to a protected status. Now, you know, we would all say, hey, non-discrimination, that sounds like a good thing. None of us would ever say that we would promote anything to the contrary. But what many Americans don't realize at first blush is these types of laws actually pose a great threat to the free exercise of many people of faith across the country, and including a small Catholic school, as you mentioned earlier, in South Euclid, Ohio, called the Lyceum.
So what's going on there? Give us a little background for this case.
Sure. So the city of South Euclid passed one of these purportedly non-discrimination laws, but they're attempting to apply this law extremely broadly. They did not include any type of religious exemption, and they essentially have said that every entity in the city of South Euclid must comply, and that includes a faith-based small Catholic school called the Lyceum. And the Lyceum could be forced to hire individuals who fundamentally disagree with its Catholic faith. You know, in essence, this law is telling the Lyceum, you can't be Catholic. You as a Catholic school can no longer legally operate as a distinctly Catholic school in your own city, where they have peacefully existed for the last 10 years or so. But in addition to affecting the Lyceum's employment decisions, it also affects all of their internal policies. You know, their conduct policies, their student admissions policies, frankly, even their athletic policies, whether or not they can ensure that they have teams for boys and athletics teams for girls. And then, of course, their restrooms, locker rooms, and shower and changing areas as well. So this law, frankly, threatens to crush the Lyceum. Penalties for violations include up to $500 for each violation, and even up to 60 days of jail time for the Lyceum's administration.
So, and there's a number of issues. I mean, they've requested clarification from the city council. They've refused to give that. They've requested to know if they would be covered by this. Mm-hmm. They've refused to give that. It really does seem like the council is openly hostile to the school.
Yeah, the city cannot pass a law and then hide the ball about who the law applies to. So the Lyceum, from the very beginning, showed up to city council meetings and said, look, we've got really serious concerns about this law. We're concerned it may impact our religious freedom and that of other schools and religious organizations in our city. And instead of really listening to the concerns of the faith community, the city of South Euclid actually deleted a religious exemption that existed in initial drafts of the law. So it's a pretty clear indication that they do intend to apply this law to religious organizations like the Lyceum. But as you say, even beyond that, the Lyceum repeatedly reached out to city officials and asked, does this law apply to our school? Do you intend to apply this law to our faith-based hiring practices and our internal operational policies as well? Are we going to be free to operate as a distinctly Catholic school in South Euclid or not? And frankly, the city refused to say. They responded responded and said, go figure it out for yourself and go find yourself a lawyer. And that in and of itself violates due process. No American citizen should ever be left in the dark about whether or not a law with criminal penalties applies to its conduct.
Now, what has the track record been for cases like this? And I realize each case has its own unique features that can change outcomes. But in general, have we seen success in cases like this? Or are we still kind of in the early stages and not really knowing?
Well, as you say, each case is very unique, turns on its own unique facts and the unique laws at issue in that jurisdiction. And these types of cases for this issue are still very much in the early stages. But I will say, Alliance Defending Freedom filed the first two pre-enforcement cases on behalf of churches against this exact type of law. One was in Iowa and the other in Massachusetts. And we won those cases very quickly because state officials recognized what they were doing exceeded the scope, frankly, of their powers and authority under the First Amendment. You know, TBD, you know, we'll see how the city of South Euclid responds in this case, but it, at bottom, violates the First Amendment to force a distinctly Catholic school to violate its faith. They have protected First Amendment freedoms, and we're optimistic that a court will protect those freedoms.
Now, can you give us a little more insight about the city of South Euclid and its government, its council? Why is this happening in South Euclid?
Well, we don't know for certain, of course, but there's pretty strong indication that an activist organization named Equality Ohio is really an impetus behind this law. So they have made pretty clear in communications with the media and, you know, even in city council meetings that they were the primary partners with the city in trying to push and foist this new law on the city of South Euclid. Beyond that, it's not really clear. The Lyceum, the small Catholic school, did actually file an open records request with the city council, which the city twice illegally refused to respond to. So there's information out there, communications to be obtained, but we're still in the very early process of that.
Now, with the Equality Act in, I think it's going to the Senate now, tell us a little bit more about the Equality Act and what do we need to do as religious organizations to prepare for this or fight against it?
Certainly. So the Equality Act is probably the most nefarious piece of federal legislation that has come across my desk. So this law, if enacted, would impose a federal sexual orientation gender identity law on the entire country. So no longer would we be having, you know, piecemeal jurisdictions where, frankly, less than 50% of the states have adopted sexual orientation gender identity laws because they're bad for the state. They're bad for state government, and they have serious constitutional concerns as well. But the Equality Act would impose a national sexual orientation, gender identity law, which, as I'm sure your listeners are well aware, poses significant concerns for a variety of areas, including rights of conscience, including parental rights, including the freedom of businesses and artists, and so on and so forth. As you mentioned, it did pass the House of Representatives just earlier this week, and now is being presented to the Senate. We, again, have deep constitutional concerns about, yeah, the permissibility of such a piece of legislation and the horrific ramifications it could have for First Amendment freedoms.
And I know there's probably not much chance that it's going to pass through this Senate, but, you know, things change, right? Congress changes hands, Senate changes hands, and it is kind of an ominous thing that this would even get out there. You know, it may not make it through this time, but that, who knows, 5-10 years where it will be.
Certainly. And that's why vigilance is the eternal price of liberty. So everyone concerned about this legislation needs to be really vigilant, needs to be in communication with their members and make it really clear that this is not something that the American people want.
What is we as individuals can do in the meantime regarding this act?
Regarding the Equality Act, well, again, Alliance Defending Freedom is not a lobbying organization, but I would just say your listeners need to inform themselves. They need to be doing their research, their homework on this piece of legislation, and then they need to take action accordingly. We can't leave it to our members to sort of assume that they know what their constituents desire and what they're looking for and frankly, what they would demand of their elected representatives. So it's important that your listeners stay attuned to what is happening on the federal level because, again, this piece of legislation has almost immeasurable ramifications across the board for First Amendment freedoms and would be would be a nation-shaping piece of legislation if passed.
What does the Alliance Defending Freedom do you provide resources for those of us, for everybody regarding the Equality Act? And if there's any religious organization or school that is facing an issue similar to South Euclid, do you provide resources?
Certainly. So I would encourage your listeners to visit our website, alliancedefendingfreedom.org. There you can find out more about the work that we're doing, resources about our cases. And certainly, if you or your faith-based community is experiencing some infringement on its First Amendment freedoms, and we want to know about that, and we may be able to assist you free of charge. I would also encourage your listeners to check out the website allforfreedom.org, where they can find more resources related to the Equality Act specifically.
Excellent. Christiana, thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for updating us on what's going on, and we really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.